News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. It's Monday, April 1st. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:06 in the morning. Good morning. I hope everybody had a great weekend and a good Easter weekend. Bad Bob, say hello.
Hello.
Okay, that's it from Bad Bob. But from Linda, look at that. Look at your blingy hat you have on.
Oh, I do.
And what's that? What's that shirt?
It's called a bad hair day.
It's a bad hair day.
What, it's all right. You know, every now and then when we get up early like this after a long weekend, I just want a baseball cap. But you know how it is. I'm sure I'm not alone today, especially for those who are starting an Easter week at vacation. We hope you had a great Easter day with your family and, you know, Easter is all the things that you would want it to be. 7:06 in the morning, currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have scattered showers today with temperatures around 68. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 50. And it looks like we have a mostly sunny day tomorrow. We'll talk about that forecast later. But the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Wow. But they had a big brunch day yesterday.
They've got a big thing coming up here pretty soon, too. They've got a big event coming up there that just came out of the blue. It could be a national level.
We got a call over the weekend.
We've got to find out for sure about that.
And as more information unveils about that, we will let you know.
But it looks like there's going to be, you know, I think the public's going to be invited to that. So it could be a lot of fun. Anyway, hey, as we always do, Monday through Friday at this time, we start off with our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Well, markets have turned negative this morning in early trading. Currently, the Dow's down 6 points at 14,572, while the Nasdaq's down 11 at 3,255, and the S&P 500's down 4 at 1,565. Oil's down 94 cents at $96.23 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.1%. Gold's up 90 cents at 1,597, while silver's down 39 cents at $27.92 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: McDonald's is down 40 cents at $99.29, Pfizer's down 14 pennies at $28.73, and Walmart is up 60 cents at $75.45. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Stop by Park Marina Drive, and you can talk to them there or give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. You know, they're good people. They've got lots of good information about what's going on Wall Street. You know what? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about a number of things, but especially this weekend, but also Bad Bob talking about TEDx. When Rachel Hatch was on this weekend about late last week about the TEDx coming up, and Bad Bob went to see it.
It was at the library on Saturday, I believe.
It was
right.
Really good.
Sure about
okay.
that.
But
great.
We want to talk about the circling of birds and junipers exploding. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Linda Bott, we'll be right back and talk about what's happening right here in the North State.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642, because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me Joe Radola a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021. Or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, April 1st. So watch out today. Things could be happening that you're believing, like, hey, they're going to balance the budget.
Anyway, I want to talk about some trivial stuff here for a minute, okay? Do you mind?
Nope. She needs to pursue your trivia.
And I'll go there in a second about April Fool's Day. But how many people think, you know, and I never really thought of this until, recently. I had a girlfriend who's a costumer and she had four or five bunny outfits that she was in her storage, you know, renting out. One of which is the Easter bunny boy and girl at Walmart. How many 2 and 3 year olds get scared to death about this big, large, white, furry animal that they're supposed to sit next to? It's kind of like the Santa thing. I mean, it's a big man. I mean, and it softens them with the Santa, but the Easter bunny? So it's really funny pulling out some pictures today, some images about kids that are just absolutely freaked out about this moving, white, large, furry animal. It's supposed to be all cute and all that, but I don't know. Did you have an experience like that with your kids or your grandkids this weekend? I'd love to hear about that.
You mean scaring the grandkids with a big bunny?
Yeah, just going, oh, we're going to see the Easter bunny, and they see this big old large white thing,
intimidated by a bunny one time.
I'm sure you were, but were you intimidated by any of the mini squirrels that you, jihadist squirrels that you came in encounter with encountered this weekend?
Shasta County, North State. If you were hoping that I was going to stem the tide of the jihadist squirrels from the north, better go out and buy some ammo. If you can find any. You know, we went up there and...
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful up in Cedarville. It was absolutely beautiful.
God's country.
Beautiful.
There's some God's country up there.
There's God's country anywhere you can find
everywhere,
it. But up there, it was absolutely... It's beautiful, but... I have to admit that it was kind of those places, hey, you should have been here yesterday. You know, the fish were biting. They were jumping into your boat and all that. We found a couple of spots that were fine. But, you know, with the Bahoogs and the Whites and Patrick and his beautiful bride and Merle and Renee. We just had a good time. it was just a good time going up there. And the, it was, we were going to do, a manly thing where you don't shave or bathe for the whole 3 days.
We were going to do,
Patrick and I lasted the longest. This isn't Patrick Jones because Patrick does that all the time. But, but this was, Patrick and I were going to see, okay, look, you know, we saw this on, if anybody, does anybody watch Duck Dynasty? I've watched it one time. The one time I watched it, they're all out hunting and they hadn't bathed in like 2 weeks. So we were saying, okay, we're not going to shave or bathe because this is part of the hunting mystique.
But all the women are coiffed. Do you ever notice that? They have white teeth.
Yeah, no.
Their teeth have been bleached. You know that.
All of you all were bathing.
And they're coiffed.
Anyway.
So let's make sure that we know.
I lasted through the second day but I didn't shave. But then Patrick, you know, I had to almost turn in my man card on that one.
But we stay at Cedarville Hot Springs, and every room has a, it's a hot tub, but it's a tub that's, you know, sunken and the springs come in. So after every guest leaves, they drain the tub, and then it's really the springs that come up from the ground. And you look over the fence in the back and the beautiful mountain range there, but you can see that there's hot springs in this area all over the place. So it's really, it's very healthy to get in there. And we just, you know how when you have a group, you know, usually Carl and I are really group. We don't do like big groups. We do family, but this was a nice group. We like this group and we feel comfortable in this group, and the girls do their thing and the guys do their thing. And then we go out. And so one of the beautiful things, I love being in nature because I grew up in the country. So quiet for me is really kind of coming back to my, getting back to my core. And, to the deep relaxation of just what it is to kind of really be out there with nature. Well, there are a couple things that happened while we were on this trip that were just spectacular. The first night, it was really late, and I don't know what it was. It's just like, you know, it was the night that, Friday, the day we left here.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sleep, so I decided I was going to go out front. It was so
quiet.
It was so quiet. So kind of went out front, you know, really, if you realize that Cedarville Hot Springs is really in the middle of nowhere.
The spas.
Yeah. The whole little, right what, on the, 15
it's
room.
Right on the border with Nevada out there. And this is that 100-mile road where there's nothing on this road. It's a dirt road.
It's in the middle of nowhere. So I kind of like go out, you know, it's got like a rock driveway, and I'm walking, and I just kind of decided, so I just stopped there in the quiet of the evening. And this is what I hear. The pulsating of my heart through my ears is all I could hear. And then all of a sudden, then I thought, wow, and I look at the most unbelievable, you know, the veil of stars, you know, when you're out in the mountains, you see. And then over in the, up in the horizon, or in front of me, I hear the coyotes. They start. I thought, oh, wow, and they're just like echo through the air. Now, what scared me is that I was kind of out there by myself, and I didn't go too far. It wasn't like the bears were going to come get me. But boy, not too far behind me, another coyote. They were out. They were just out. The coyotes were out. And I walked back to the room and thought, do coyotes eat people?
I think my moment for that was up by Lassen Park. We were up camping and it was a beautiful night. And a mountain lion screamed. And it had to be like 500 yards away or less.
But it got to be like within 5 feet by the time you finished. Yeah.
No, because I learned levitation in that moment.
Linda comes running through the door. She goes, the coyotes, they were right behind me. I went, maybe they weren't that close. And she says, I'm wearing a furry coat. I'm wearing a furry coat. I said, you're right. You know what? You look kind of like a little furry Easter bunny out there. So next night I went out and, you know, and I thought, okay, Linda's exaggerating. So we went out the next night and she wasn't exaggerating.
And you took your flashlight and your gun. You did.
Yeah, I did. No, I did, because you're out there in the middle of nowhere.
I come to find out that there are people up there doing coyote hunts.
Oh yeah.
Because it's the season. I mean, they're out there. The other thing that I wanted to share is that there were a couple expressions. We had a guy that had a 600-acre ranch there that took us out. You want to talk about that? I just want to share this. It's so much fun.
This is the last thing. Right after this, we want to talk about two things that happened that I've never seen before. And then we'll get to that. Then we'll do what you're talking about. We have a couple other things. We want to talk about TEDx too. Plus, we have a lot of other things coming on this morning we want to talk about.
It's April 1st.
It's April 1st. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866, 241 Stone.
Attention all sports shooters. A rifle competition will be held in French Gulch at Mountain Tactical Training on Saturday, April 6th. Whether you're a first-timer or an experienced competitor, this competition is for you. There'll be three events, a one-shot draw contest, transition to pistol competition, and adverse angle drill. And you don't have to compete in all three contests to win a prize. You do have to attend one of Mountain Tactical Training's safety briefs that day prior to competing. The range fee is $15 at the gate, or if you'd like to pre-register, send a check or money order for just $10. To MTT, P.O. Box 66, French Gulch, California, 96033. You'll need to supply your own ammo as well as eye and hearing protection, and your AR-15 is welcome here. For more details, go online to mountaintacticaltraining.com. Come out for a day of fun and comradeship. The MTT Rifle Competition, Saturday, April 6th. Sponsored by Old West, Bastiani Arms, Shasta Boot Company, Jones Fort, The Foxhole, Patriot Gold and Silver, Greco Firearms, Tobacco and Brew, and Mountain Tactical Training.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl in the Box, 7:22 in the morning, KCNR 1460.
April Fool's Day.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's with great coffee and being able to buy gourmet coffee beans at a great price there. And then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
Yes, it is April 1st, and, you know, in the headlines, and we're going to go back and cover some really beautiful things that we saw this weekend and share with you. But, you know, the headlines are, don't bring your April Fool's jokes and pranks to the office. 68% of employers say that you're a funny little, like, put the pink cushion underneath somebody's chair when they sit there to make a noise is not funny. And it is not professional. So
you mean that wasn't a little cushion, a whoopee cushion there,
even
Bob?
Even if you're a prankster.
Bad Bob, that wasn't a...
Is that what it's called? A whoopee cushion?
Bad Bob, that wasn't a whoopee cushion? That was you?
Oh, let's not go there.
Anyway, so they're saying just don't do it. It doesn't put off a very good professional, vibe. Okay, so when we were in Cedarville, a couple things that we saw that were really definitely, it's definitive of what it is when you live in the country, and you meet the farmers and the people who are of the land. So we were with a guy who took us out on his 600 some acres that, you know, been passed down through the generations, and he was with the volunteer fire department. Now, prior to going with him out through his, you know, on his land, we had heard somebody say that we thought it looked like the trees had this, you know, like yellow fog coming through them.
Like the dust was blowing through them at first.
And it is pollen.
It was and the time when, and his brother called and said,
The junipers are exploding.
And you don't understand that unless you're standing there.
And you see it.
The juniper trees, 2 days out of the year, release their pollen all at one time. Now, there's probably a lot of you all know that.
We didn't know that.
But they're like an explosion out there, and the trees just, I mean, there is tons of this stuff. Luckily, the wind was blowing parallel to us and not toward us, so there have been all of us laying on the ground coughing. But
it was beautiful to see it.
Hey, I don't know, Bob, have you ever seen that before?
Junipers exploding.
Not the junipers. I have seen pines release their pollen all at once when it is just literally caked on everything in sight.
Yeah, this was just...
This was yellow?
Yeah, it was. And it was a fog going across the whole meadows out there. Yeah. I mean, you could just watch in the trees, you know, one after another.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was amazing. So junipers exploding, first time we heard saw that. And then, you know, Kathleen and I are sitting in the chairs while the guys are out there killing the jihadist squirrels. And we were just kind of just sitting there, and we saw these circles of different birds. Now, we talked about this when we came on another man's ranch, 90-year-old. This is how people, you know,
and
just
by the way,
robust
when we,
guy,
when we
90.
Go, when we go on people's ranches, it's because, you know, we've been invited there because they have a squirrel problem. And the squirrels eat millions of dollars worth of alfalfa in their hay. They even did surveys up there that the hunters coming up there, enhanced the farming and the ranching by hundreds of thousands of dollars a year by coming up there and trying to at least try to hold these squirrels in check because you can't poison them.
These aren't and pretty gray squirrels,
these
by
are
the
not,
way.
No, these are like little potatoes with arms and legs. And, and they just, I mean, they're just, one can have 40 babies in each, you know, those have 40 babies. I mean, in the end of a summer, they've completely eaten a 100-acre field.
Out. It's amazing. And it's dangerous for the livestock really as well. Okay. 3 minutes left. So what we were trying to get to is the fact that we got on this one ranch and there were bald eagles. Beautiful.
Golden eagles.
Golden eagles,
right.
Four of them on top of a telephone pole.
Yeah.
So watching these circles of birds later on, there were three circles, and we looked it up because you saw the bald eagles, you saw the ravens, you saw the crows, you saw all these different birds flying in this circle. It's not like they were looking for dead, you know, varmints. They were circling. There were three different, like, long circles in the air.
Spiraling columns.
There you go, spiraling columns. We looked it up and found out that just a couple days, again, we were there, a couple days a year after they've nested, this is a celebration. Nobody was dive bombing. It was beautiful.
The larger birds get together, ravens, crows, eagles, hawks. I don't know about hawks, but they get into these spiraling columns, and it's kind of almost like a social gathering.
It's a dance.
And a social gathering where they just, you know, and it's the only time of the year it happens.
So we got to see, we call it the circling birds and the juniper explosion. Fabulous.
And Virgo rain.
And Virgo rain.
There are parts of the area around here where when the vultures migrate, you will literally see thousands of these vultures circling, which is a little disconcerting when you're standing, you know, when you're standing
in the middle
at home and there's several hundred vultures circling over your head. You kind of go, okay, it's
okay. This is the last thing we'll say.
Big nesting.
Yeah. This is the last thing we'll say about Cedarville too is that we saw literally hundreds of deer, hundreds
Beautiful.
Of deer passing through the country out there grazing, hundreds of deer.
What kind were they?
Well, they're muleys. And,
okay.
And they were, I mean, I've never seen as many deer up there either as what is that we, and when, what we saw during, this time. And, you know, that either it's, whatever, maybe they're coming out of the, and coming out of the mountains a little bit earlier. Maybe it's a little bit drier. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is, but the whole 3 days was one of nature and seeing things we had never seen before,
mm-hmm.
or at least not seen as many of, yeah, not as many squirrels. Well, at least not in the fields I was in. Other people come back, you know, they were deaf from shooting so much, but, including Natalie. But, you know, so anyway, okay. Now when we come back,
some things in the
record searchlight, drones, editorials, TEDx, and then the Bible series. It's an interesting, you know, this Bible series, of course, ended yesterday. We want to talk a little bit about that, about the man that played Jesus Christ in this and the strange things that happened to him. And did they make Satan really look like Obama on purpose? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, the U.S. government is investigating Panasonic for alleged bribes. The Wall Street Journal reports investigators are looking into a unit of the Japanese electronics giant and whether it paid bribes abroad to land business. The subsidiary, Panasonic Avionics, is based in California and specializes in equipment for in-flight music and video entertainment. Panasonic says it will cooperate fully with the investigation. A judge will rule later today on Stockton, California's request to become the largest city in the nation to enter bankruptcy protection. The Chapter 9 bankruptcy case is being watched closely for precedent on whether federal bankruptcy law trumps California law, which says debts to the state pension fund must be honored. Paramount's G.I. Joe Retaliation commanded the top spot at the weekend box office. The toy-based action film starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson brought in $41.2 million in ticket sales. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
92 years of non-stop excitement. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country all adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you 4 tickets. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W. Westernwear in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. Where thanks to Diamond W. Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All she's gotta do is give me that way.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Yeah, welcome back. It's Monday morning, April the 1st, 52 degrees out there, 7:34 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our great group down there in the chat room. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, 4,000 happy customers, and they're locally owned and family operated, all here in Reading. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, Bad Bob, last week we talked about an event coming up called TEDx, and you went there.
Absolutely.
And what exactly is TEDx?
A bit of backstory. TED is an event that's been taking place. It started down in Silicon Valley, and it stands for Technology, Education, Design. And the whole idea, the tagline is Ideas Worth Spreading. And what you do is innovators and educators, business leaders, people who have managed to
keep going. Okay. Don't worry about that. Just do it. Don't give Bob more than one thing to do.
People who have these different ideas, who kind of think outside the box, are given 18 minutes to give, as it is said, the talk of their lives. Now, I was kind of hoping that we would have some local speakers to discuss their innovative ideas, but these were all talks that were recorded, and they were not all 18 minutes long. Some of them were only about 5 or 6 minutes long, but really different ideas about, and they weren't so much about, you know, step by step, but planting seeds in your mind about things like, that, you know, you teach kids to think a certain way. Well, why not inspire them to think like entrepreneurs, train them to become entrepreneurs, to take the risk, to not depend on and this is considering the makeup of a lot of these groups, not to depend on the government to force feed you information that you simply regurgitate, to go out and find, to give them the tools to go out and find their own answers.
So this was worth it then, huh?
Absolutely. An interesting group of people. And the age mix, you'd have thought of it all 20-something.
Yeah.
The age mix who attended this event was from teens all the way up into retired residents. And in fact, our very own Chandler was there filming the whole thing.
Well, I think that's great. And the fact is that TEDx is really cool. And next time they come, they've always got a place here to talk to us about it.
Educating our North State.
That's right. Okay. Hit it.
Oh.
Play this. Play this for me, okay?
Give me just 1 second. You're multitasking me.
Yep.
I'm not sure.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman.
All right. Is that Superman, a strange being from another planet that you see in the skies over Reading? No, it's Drone Man. That's right. Drone Man is flying over here that they're putting different districts in the United States where you can fly. And they've put in and went out in Ventura County has also asked that we be up, that Reading be part of that, that the drones be able to fly. 10,000 drones over America by 2020. The FAA predicts 10,000 commercial drones could be in the skies by 2020 if the guidelines are approved.
Send in the drones.
You know what? Congress has asked the FAA to write regulations on them. And then once enabled, commercial UAS, which are unmanned aircraft systems, will be a thing that's going to be part of your future. Now, how do you fight this? Well, I don't know. Do you even have to? When you think about it like this, drones. Drones are going to be everywhere. They're going to be out checking the fires. They're going to be out checking the gas lines. They're going to be out checking power lines. They're going to be out checking for lost people, marijuana grows, places that police can't be. Instead of if you're short sheriffs, or you send out a drone out there to look around. Hey, if they're going out to a domestic disturbance, if they're going out to a place where there's reported weapons firing, you don't think a drone's going to be out there like, with, you know, eyes on target, doing a direct feed back to a command center that maybe or even a direct feed into the sheriff's or the policeman's computer? Of course they will.
And I would submit that the data being gathered by the drones is not significantly different than what we've been living with for the past 40 years in the terms of surveillance satellites. And it costs a whole lot less to put up a drone than it does a satellite.
Well, you know what? I can disagree with that one, and I'll tell you why. Satellite comes over once a day. It might be able to hover in certain areas.
They
put some up. They tell you. But I mean, they can put it in certain areas. A drone can come over and fly into your backyard and hover there. A satellite can't do that. A drone can sit over there and, even though some satellites can do this, it can sit there and listen to what you're doing. It can take photos, and it can just dwell in an area and wait. Now, do you want that? No, of course not. Now you're getting into the fourth amendment. You're getting into search and seize. You're getting into surveillance that doesn't have a judge on it. But if you look at the types of what we're talking about, being able to test drones, if it's going to, you know, we already are testing some drones up here already from Air Cover, which is a company up here that has a drone that they sell to law enforcement people or for industry. So it is, and there was an editorial in the paper. Speaking of the paper. And I've got to say this real quick before we leave. I looked at the front page today about this DA and his wife being shot, and I was looking around, oh my gosh, you know, how horrible that is. And I was, was it here? It said Kaufman. I said, okay, where's Kaufman? I'm thinking about maybe up here in one of the, you know, local counties, something like that. It wasn't until I got to the second page at the end of the second paragraph. We're talking Texas here. Not once in the paper beyond the front page did it say Texas DA. And it was just, I mean, but I maybe I should have known Kaufman, Texas. It was Kaufman, Texas. I mean, I should have just known that. Anyway.
At any rate, a horrible incident.
It was a horrible, and thinking it could be, is it tied to that the incident where the Colorado warden was killed by a, because they're thinking that this could be, maybe it could be, they're not saying, but to a white supremacist group?
In prison.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, it's standard practice in Mexico,
crime inside prison.
Take on, you know, law enforcement and the populace down there, just since they're afraid of law enforcement anyway, puts up with it. But I don't think that would fly up here.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the Friday Night Cruise, and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
You're listening to Fox News Radio.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to readingutilities.com. That's readingutilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application. Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Good morning. Here, April Fool's Day. 52 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, 1460 AM on your dial. Scattered showers is your forecast today with temperatures around 68. And tonight, it looks like we're going to have mostly cloudy. It looks like there's going to be some stars out there peeking through the clouds with temperatures around 50 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Hoover and the gang there is, boy, I'll tell you what, they are the pros. If you're looking to replace anything that has to do with your counters, granite of any kind, that work, guaranteed. Guys at Estate Granite, give them a call at 241-7866. They did our kitchen recently and a fabulous job. April Fool's Day today. Where does that come from? Well, according to a couple resources that we looked up, one of the first reportings of All Fool's Day was in Poor Robin's Almanac. No, not Poor Richard, but Poor Robin. In 1760, Poor Robin said, the 1st of April, some do say it is set apart for All Fool's Day, but why the people call it so, nor I, nor they themselves do know. So here we are all these years later going, April Fool's, what's that mean? What is an April Fool? Someone you trick into doing or saying something ludicrous, nonsensical, or fake. In other words, someone you make out to be a fool. I think it's a stupid thing myself.
Like
it's
a radio,
stupid.
Radio talk show host? I mean, I do that every day. Does that mean, I say something that's a little strange.
You're April
every day.
2 fool, April 3 fool, well, April 4th fool.
That's it. It's March 1st, January 3rd. Hey, you know what? Let's talk about editorials. As long as I'm talking editorials again. There was an editorial in the paper about how the state of Jefferson, oh, guys, should be the most beautiful state, but it would be the poorest state. It's, you know, that nobody's here. I mean, it'd be the second poorest state next to Idaho, you know, and it talks, you know, we'd be a lot, you know, good sized state. You know, this is the state of Jefferson. It's 27 counties. It goes all the way to the ocean and all that. It would still be a conservative. When they say conservative, it'd be a Republican. I'm not sure how conservative Republicans are, but, it would be Republican still, in this area. But the editorial said it would be such a poor state. And see, you can't say that. It would be a poor state based on the laws that California has. But if you had a new legislature in there that actually was business friendly, and we know the state of California is not business friendly, if you had a legislature in there that was business friendly and made decisions based on sound environmental, acts and practices and sound business practices, and you had an ocean ports, the state of Jefferson could be a very rich state once you got the yoke of the government off your neck. You could make this work. You could make the state of Jefferson a viable, lucrative state. And when you write an editorial saying, oh, it'd be so poor, you're not even taking into account that the rules would change. Record Searchlight. It wouldn't be the same. It would be saying, okay, if you're going to start a business, here's your permitting process. Instead of taking 6 months, it's going to take you 2 days. Instead of hiring 37 people to tell people how to fill out a form, we're going to make the form simple enough that you can read them and fill them out yourself. And if it's at that point, it's like the hanging chad. If you can't do it, then only then do you go to somebody. And then somebody will help you. You don't hire 37 people to help people fill out a form. You won't have to, because the state of Jefferson, I would hope, if, you know, this Nirvana, this thing like the Land of Oz, would make rules that are simple to follow. And that you would be able to get a permit. You would be able to log conscientiously and environmentally sound. You wouldn't have to worry about measuring the output of the water that your family has had water rights to for well over 100 years. That's happening right now up in Modoc County. They came to this lady, a rancher, and said, we want you to measure the amount of water so that we can know how much water you're using. And if you don't do this, you can get a fine. And, you know, I said, I don't think they can do that. I mean, they can't limit how much water. And she says, well, that's what they're, no, this is where it's going to. But anyway, the state of Jefferson, to say that we'd be poor is a misnomer, because you don't know how the state would set itself up. If the state sets itself up so you've got you have businesses that are south of Sacramento to say, you know what? It's a much better deal to go to the state of Jefferson. We've got a lower income tax. My gosh. It's easy to set a business up there. My gosh. We can put it up close to the ocean. We can put it in the mountains. Our people, you know, our schools are better. The whole thing. So to say that the state of Jefferson would be the poorest state is so, you know, it's based on faulty facts that it's going to stay exactly the same as the state of California, which is a reason it would be leaving anyway, Bob.
I know plenty of Californians who have, in fact, moved to Idaho.
And the reason they have?
Yeah, because they cannot stand the onerous laws and restrictions that continue to pile on them. I know quite a few retired people have said, we love California, we just can't live here anymore.
And, you know, I tell you what, and wait till the next round of rules come out. And every time it gets a little bit harder. So to say that the state of Jefferson would be a poor state is, I think, is completely false. You'd have a completely different viewpoint of what the, you know, of what business, the environment, and I'm not saying destroy the environment. No, that's one of the reasons we love it up here. But to do it hand in hand. Anyway, we got to take a break and we come back.
In the 8 o'clock hour, we have Enjoy Magazine. There's a really, they've got a great issue this month. We're going to hear about some great things going on in the North States. Great way to kick off our April 1st. But let's talk about the Bible, the controversial part of the television series. Have you been watching it? What do you think? And our comments on it. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the premiere opening of Paradise Lost and Found, written by Pat Cook. A comedy full of twists and turns that will leave you guessing until the surprising end. Opens March 16th through April 6th. Tickets available at Cascade Theater box office and online at thecascadetheater.org or theriverfrontplayhouse.net. All aboard the fun bus. See you there.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot, 7:55 in the morning. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts. Now, you can find Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street right here in Redding. Or give them a call at 244-9141. Great place. It's clean. It's got every type of health food you can imagine. Natural foods, organic, milk, the whole shooting match. Right there at Orchard Nutrition. Okay. All right. Now, Linda was left. She talked about there's a controversy in this miniseries of Bible, which, by the way, has gotten huge ratings. More people watch it than American Idol. I understand that, though. But the controversy now, you know, and on the first part of the series, they talked about Satan. Satan is a man walking around in a black robe with the hood up. And what they're saying is Satan looks like an older Barack Obama. And if you look at it, you see the resemblance. You really do. I mean, it does. But the producers of the show said, well, they didn't, that's not what it was meant to do, that they used a Moroccan actor and he has played Satan several times before in movies and TV and such. And they showed a photo of him. I saw a photo of the actor in makeup and without makeup. He doesn't look a lot like Obama. But once you put the makeup on him and you've got the hood covering most of his face, half of his face, I would say, what would you say, Linda? Was there a resemblance there? Would you say that?
Well, there's a slight resemblance, but he also could look like,
he could look like other people.
I mean,
too.
If you wanted to put him up against five other people, he could have this, like a chin or a lip or a nose or a cheek that could be resembling somebody else.
It was his eyes. I think his eyes and his cheekbones like that. But anyway.
I'm not sure you could actually see. But he had the hood on. But it was, what'd you think of the series?
I thought the series was, I thought this series was pretty faithful to the Bible. I think that, I mean, here you tried to put in, I think, like 8 hours. I think it was 8 hours. The entire Bible. And they talked about, you know, and even at the end after, Christ was crucified and arose. And there are parts about it that, you know, I didn't realize that. Or that was, you know, I had not heard that or I had not read that. If I read that, I didn't remember it. I mean, it's not that I read the Bible every day. But I thought that it was, all in all, I thought it was done pretty well. That if you read it, I mean, if you watched it, it would give you a better understanding of the Bible. And if nothing else, it would pique your, it should pique your interest enough to say, is that really what it said? And to look at it.
So at the end of it last night, when we finished, watching the closing part of it, I said, what did you think? And, it really is all based on faith, hope, and love.
It is.
All of it. Faith, hope, and love.
It's right. It's based on your faith that this happened and that you accept this. I mean, we're not proselytizing here or anything like that, but to understand, to look at the show, mm-hmm. and to accept what was being shown to you, you have to believe in Christ and God. If you don't, then it just is a fantasy miniseries.
We were in television heaven last night, by the way, because after getting home from the Jihadist Squirrel event, we came home to finishing watching the Bible series, and then I am a huge fan of Game of Thrones, which, you know, debuted the new series last night. And one other thing, what else?
The Vikings.
The Vikings.
So, you know, you talk
great
about the collect-
shows.
Yeah. Bible, Vikings, and Game of Thrones.
And we're going to continue to watch them further apart
in the spectrum.
We're going to watch Spartacus, but I'm just kind of like, you know, I think it's just turned into a big bloodbath. There's not even hardly a storyline anymore.
It's just how many people they can kill in the worst ways they can. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Enjoy Magazine with us. We've, talking about what's happening in North State and everything. We're going to have that. We've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about. What is happening? What's the latest? Where do you want to go to this month? And there's a lot of things happening this month. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 52 degrees out there. It is 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They don't know who did it, but a prosecutor's murder over the weekend in Texas has law enforcement on high alert. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Well, Dave, the shooting deaths of Kaufman County, Texas District Attorney Mike McClellan and his wife over the weekend in their home is leaving law enforcement in the community east of Dallas perplexed.
The district attorney's office deals with a lot of bad issues, and for me to maybe think that something he said or some action he took, I really don't know.
That's County Judge Bruce Wood. It's not the first incident like this in that county. One of the assistant DAs was gunned down a few months ago, Dave.
Evan, we're waiting to hear from prosecutors in Colorado expected to decide today if they'll seek the death penalty for James Holmes for the movie theater massacre in San Jose, California.
This crazy person was driving through the store trying to kill people.
After he drove right into a Walmart, police say that driver who crashed into a beer display then attacked shoppers is being uncooperative. Four people were injured. He just won the Powerball, $152 million after taxes, but Pedro Quezada goes to court this afternoon in New Jersey to deal with the $29,000 he owes in back child support. This, as he tells his excited neighbors, he'll pay their rent next month.
He's a good guy. He's always part of this community, especially in this block.
Fun and games at the White House.
The Easter Bunny is here. Give Easter Bunny a big round of applause.
President Obama at the annual Easter Egg Roll. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live on the South Lawn.
After a foggy start, it's proved to be a beautiful day for the 135th annual White House Easter Egg Roll. The South Lawn crawling with kids, the first family mingling with them now. Some of the kids taking turns at the namesake activity, others at the tennis and basketball clinics, and still others taking in the performance stages and the costume characters roaming the lawn. All just glad to be here after having been warned earlier that budget concerns could have forced the event to be canceled. Turns out those worries were exaggerated. Dave?
Oh, Mike. On Wall Street, the Dow, down 42 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
A bomb scare this morning evacuated a terminal at Detroit's Metro Airport, forcing passengers to leave in an exodus.
They rerouted all the would-be passengers in a mini-exodus.
And that was for about 2 hours when there was, in an X-ray, a suspicious device found at a security checkpoint. But as they took a man into custody for questioning, they later cleared the area and said everything was all right and reopened the terminal this morning. It's time to play ball.
And Ankiel, it's a towering fly ball to right field.
That is the first home run of the season. Rick Ankiel hit it, and his Astros beat the Rangers on opening night to start the new season. Now, meanwhile, across the country, it is time to play ball as Major League Baseball is ready for the rest of the season. 24 teams in 12 games getting ready to start the new season on April 1st.
Some changes this season. The Houston Astros are now in the American League. There will be interleague games all year long. And some of the highest salary teams, the Yankees, Red Sox, and Phillies, are not being picked to win by most experts. Who is being picked? For one, the Washington Nationals.
The Nationals are the most complete team in the National League, if not all of baseball.
Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports. He also likes the Reds and Giants. In the American League, John Paul Morosi of Fox Sports likes Detroit, if the Tigers can answer one question.
Who can pitch the ninth inning?
And keep an eye on those Moneyball Oakland A's and a much-improved Toronto Blue Jays. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
An Arizona man has refused a divorce. A judge not giving it to a transgender man who gave birth to three children after starting the sex change from female to male. The judge ruled since Arizona bans same-sex marriages, Thomas Beattie's nine-year union can't be voided because there's insufficient evidence to prove he was male when he married Nancy Beattie. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And hello, chat room, chat pack. It's 8:05 in the morning. I'm here, of course, with Linda. Good morning, huh?
Well, good morning.
And today, you know, we've got a couple of things we're going to be doing first, but let's start with Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute.
Well, good morning. Markets continue to pull back this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 40 points at 14,537, while the Nasdaq's down 27 at 3,239, and the S&P 500's down 10 at 1,559. Oil's down $1.10 at $96.18 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.08%. Gold's up $1.50 this morning at $1,597, while silver's down 45 cents at $27.94 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Verizon's down 3 pennies at $49.13, Johnson & Johnson's up a dime at $81.65, and ExxonMobil's up 34 cents at $90.45. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh Wiley, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 to see what's going on in the market. They're going to give you some great advice. So just stop by Park Marina Drive. There are great offices down there and say hello to them, to Josh and Kathy and Susan and Chris. And, you know, find out what's going on down there in Steve. Okay, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know what? I survived the jihad attack. it's going to get to the point where if everybody's just relying on me to hold the gate. I came back on my shield this time. I tell you what, they were all around and I was just, you know, the one that gets me the most was just standing there. He was like about 130 yards away, but standing up looking at me, and I shot and it kind of looked off to the side, and then I shot at it again. It kind of looked off to the other side, and I shot again. It kind of looked in the air, and then I shot again and it didn't do anything except wave at me and walk away. On its hind legs. And aww. I put my head down on my scope and cried.
So
anyway,
what's happening tonight?
Yep.
Well, as we look around at the things that are happening, in our world, at a national level, a global level, a state level, anybody that's involved in, any kind of cause or issue will tell you that the first place you need to get involved is at the local level. Because it's the local level with your boards and commissions and agencies, your local city politics, your county politics, that's where you as an individual can make a difference and have a say in what policies are implemented that affect your life. And so getting involved at the local level is really critical. Well, tonight we're going to have Wyatt Paxton from the Integrity Project, which is an organization that has just been formed to bridge the gaps in the communications between the citizens and our local government. We meet at 6 o'clock at the Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 South Bonneview Road. We start at 6 o'clock, as we do every Monday night. And tonight, Wyatt is going to give us the rundown on the Integrity Project. I know that there are a huge number of volunteers that have already jumped on board. And the idea is to open communications and build bridges to our local government so that citizens have a voice.
So and Wyatt, really Wyatt is one of the people that his whole business is doing permits and,
right.
and working with the county. And
exactly.
a great guy to have on that project who he understands the laws backwards and forwards. In fact, used to work for the county in the,
yeah, exactly.
in the permits department.
And he's the perfect person. And as we watch some of the struggles that some of our local businesses are going through, in just trying to keep their doors open, the Integrity Project is a great tool to communicate with our planning departments. And like you mentioned, Wyatt is the perfect person because that's what he did for a living. So, and it's interesting because one misconception about, you know, organizations like the Tea Party, those types of movements, people don't realize how many of the folks that are involved, for instance, in the Tea Party came from government. They would be shocked if they knew how many people actually worked for different agencies and different levels of government that have retired and come to join the Tea Party to get involved.
Yeah.
You'd be shocked if you knew.
Well, I'm shocked most of the time anyway.
I'm
shocked. Every morning I wake up, I'm shocked. So anyway, okay, that's tonight at 6 p.m.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
Thanks. Have a great week, you guys.
Thanks so much. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we do have our guests, our monthly segment. We love this. So stay tuned for James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. What's happening in the April issue, Dust and Mud? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family-owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder,
power steering, and more. Autolube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Autolube, where we treat you like one of the family. Autolube, with four locations to serve you.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado.
Yeah, welcome back. Ooh, I like that. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 53 degrees, 8:14 in the morning.
I didn't know we're there.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors, Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram. You know what? You need a Ram truck. 2013 car, truck of the year right here in Redding. And you got neighbors making great deals for you right here at Redding Crown Motors. Carry a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and their service department is second to none. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 530-223-2177, Redding Crown Motors.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460, one of my favorite shows of the entire month, when we have, James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball here from Enjoy Magazine. It's April 1st, so we're all trying to come together like, oh, okay, so we've Easter, now it's April, it's rodeo time, it's roundup time, there's all these beautiful things in 2013, let's just kick it off.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
So that's why it comes to me with finally heavy heart to have to let you know that this will be Rhonda and my last show here. April Fools.
I thought, we'll just drop that you-know-what when you get on the air. Oh, you know why? Because you tortured us. We've been waiting. You've been waiting in the lobby for a half hour. Torture me.
I was going to come out and say, it's not today.
Oh,
but I figured that, because after what happened last time,
I just
that would be funny.
I just heard you this morning while waiting in the lobby that you don't really care for April Fools.
Linda doesn't.
April 1st. In fact, I was reading an article in USA Today that said 68% of employers say do not pull a prank. It is very unprofessional. So don't put the little
whoopee pad underneath your seat.
We all know I'm super unprofessional. So.
you know, frankly, I think April Fool jokes, if they're done right,
can be great.
They can be great.
See, now, just in a second, you made my heart sink.
Yeah.
Just a second.
Well, that's all you needed. That's all it was.
I just went.
You know you're alive.
I just like twinged a little.
And I love them. And I draw, I do have lines that I, you know, that I draw.
That I cross.
That, yeah, I was going to say that I cross. The jokes are fine as long as nobody dies.
You know what? If there's no blood on the floor afterwards, then it's okay.
But you'll probably take great joy if somebody went to the bathroom in their pants.
Yeah.
No.
That happens all the time. That happens all the time in this studio.
Yeah. Oh, my
so
God.
Why should we vote for you?
Okay, so really, let's get down to what is happening in your April issue of Dust and Mud.
Great cover. This has been a really successful cover. It's very masculine, Western. Yes, it is.
And a new photographer took it.
Yeah. Oh, man, that is right there. That's a framer.
Okay, can I say something about framers? This manly cover you got with lavender insides of the boots?
Oh, you would wear that?
You haven't been to a rodeo lately.
Have you?
The men of rodeo have come a long way. You should see some of the colors.
Yeah. What? I agree.
You know, some of the scarves.
Rodeo,
you know?
Listen, okay. I did Nudies out of L.A. He was the guy who made the wonderful
She's talking about the shop, not her doing Nudies.
N-U-D-I-E-S, Nudies. Oh, yeah. He was a famous tailor, and he made some of the best rodeo. In fact, they're collectible treasures today. Anyway, going on. So this reminds me of something that would be...
Yeah. It's rodeo. Well, rodeo season.
It is.
Year.
So this issue celebrates a lot. It's a really great issue. I'm really proud of the work that the group did and the writers and photographers, because there's a lot of good stuff. But it starts out really heavy with the whole rodeo theme, and it's kind of a unique layout in that it's three pages and it's not one article, but it's basically three articles in one. So it kind of just, boom, you read about something about the rodeo and it goes into something, somebody else about Barrel Racer, and then it goes into, what is it? The Red Bluff Rodeo, which, by the way, is celebrating its 92nd year.
Roundup.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we're into that one big time, too.
Thank you for correcting me. Yes,
No.
And then also the Reading Rodeo is celebrating its 65th So this is a long time.
We love it. We love the rodeo. We love the, in fact, this year we're going to, like I said, we're going to be at both.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you can't get, there's something about hometown rodeos mm-hmm. that are just, wonderful. Like Cody, Wyoming has a really killer rodeo. Mm-hmm. So that's really great. You've got something about the clown?
Well, yeah, and actually he's a superstar in Canada. He actually has a television program. He's from Canada, but he mostly performs in rodeos here in the United States, and he is the rodeo clown that actually comes to the Reading Rodeo, and they call him Crash Cooper, and
his real name is Ash.
Ash, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the riders, it's the fighters, and then the clown. So even though he is dressed as a clown, he's considered a bullfighter, and there is a class, and because he entertains and is dressed like a clown, people kind of put it all together. But his key main responsibility is to keep the cowboys, cowgirls, and people in the arena safe by distracting the bulls.
The agility that mm-hmm. has to be.
He's a full blown athlete.
There it has to be. Yep. I mean, how could he? He's got to be out there.
Hockey player, rugby player,
and he's an artist.
Yeah, and that was what
Ooh,
we were doing.
Yeah.
And he's an artist and actually sells his art at the rodeos. So he's
Crash Cooper.
He's quite the man.
He'll be at the Reading Rodeo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Yeah. Okay. So then.
And then the article goes right into, Mary Walker, barrel racer. And she is the world champion right now and going to be here in Reading defending her title. And it's, you know, it's one of those stories that touches your heart. It's a sad story with silver lining, kind of, so to speak. She actually had a severe accident on her horse and has been recovering, has made an amazing comeback, but unfortunately also, I guess 2 months before her accident, she lost her 21-year-old son in an auto accident. So it's, you know, it's one of those
wow.
things that really.
So she's riding for. So
she's riding for a lot of things.
She's riding for a lot of reasons.
Her, yeah.
And
it's
she's 53 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, woman after my own heart. Fabulous in 50s. And you know how, you know what, wow.
So a great story of inspiration
yes.
and overcoming challenges.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk more about, the beautiful Dust and Mud April edition of Enjoy. With us is James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball. We'll be right back.
Hard to get, who's gonna make our telephone ring?
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum for the 5th annual Boondocker Ball, Saturday, April 13th, located at the Reading Jet Center, a 1940s USO-style event fundraiser featuring the Lou White Band. Get your tickets at any North Valley Bank, Jones Fork, or at the Northern California Veterans Museum. Phone number 378-2280. That's 378-2280 or online at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, 825
in the
morning.
One of the best concerts I ever saw.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? They, yeah. You know,
and they're done, but they weren't then.
Espresso. Okay, it's all yours. April Fool. Okay, this is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, finest walk-in humidor in the state. These people, you know what, Joe and Shelley support our community over 30 years, and they do great work. Veterans always get discounts. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, we're just talking about the Barrel Racer. And coming up to, next week, and this thing just came together over the weekend. Mary Walker, 53, and, you know, recovering from broken back, tragedy in her family. But coming up next week to, Anselmo Vineyards and to the ranch up there is going to be a nationally, syndicated show called Rodeo Girls. And they're about barrel racers. And they're bringing, six or seven of the girls are going to be there with all their horses and the whole camera crew. And they're going to film up in Anselmo Vineyards. But this is right in the time, you know, all the roundup is and the rodeo. So I imagine you probably might even see these girls later on, you know, in the, either the roundup or the Reading Rodeo.
Is it more documentary or more reality?
I think it's going to be.
We will let
more,
you know.
We have
as
no
it
idea. We have, but there's going to be a big dance and party up there on the 11th.
Yeah, there's, so. It's all, just all new and developing.
Just started.
But it's perfect with your dust and mud. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people think it's the North State is just this really kind of rural and a bunch of cowboys. It's so much more than that. And this is what's beautiful. You reach out to 13 counties and some. And you've got so much going on, but it really is indicative of what's happening now in April and the great stories. It's not
– Well, there's always – it's a –
Highlight.
There's a little concentration of what's now, and then also the rest of the magazine is everything else. So it – you know, it has multiple – it's like an onion. Right? Multiple layers.
So many layers. You can peel it down.
You know,
the deeper you get, the richer the
aroma.
One thing that I like to point out about the rodeo is the Red Bluff Roundup attracts almost 30,000 people. So that's a lot of money coming into that little city for a rodeo. And I'm sure Reading is probably close to that too.
Yeah, they're going to a fourth. They're going to a fourth night.
Yep, because they have the Champions Challenge. Yeah,
that's right.
Yep,
and they've got a lot of things they're doing. I mean, these are huge money makers for our cities.
Yep,
here in the North State.
Yep, it's a good thing. So the Red Bluff Roundup is April 17th through 21st, and the Reading Rodeo is May 15th. I think it starts May. Well, it starts the week of the 15th of May, I believe. So
yeah, because you got pancake breakfast, you got the parade, you got the rodeo going, you got chicks with chaps, you got it all.
All kinds of stuff.
Chaps.
It's awesome.
No,
I love that. Chicks with chaps. It started last year.
That's not a website.
I'll tell you about it later, honey.
Speaking of Red Bluff, I know that we have made, I think, announcements in the past, but we are getting very close. And it will lead me into my next thing to talk about, because it'll just jump there and I'll make a highlight because it's something near and dear to my heart. How, I spent all day Saturday with the new owners of Enjoy the Store Red Bluff in the new facility down in Red Bluff on 615 Main Street. And we're hoping for around a 15th, open date of April. So I was down there with a lot of the other local, store shop owners who have been so incredibly gracious in coming in and working with Kate and Brandon as far as layout and design. It's really become kind of a downtown little community
little
event.
Hang.
Yeah.
Yes.
For all the other shopkeepers to come in and help and get their hand in it. Cause they're all very excited, which we're very, you know, excited and blessed to have them participating in that. So it was really great. It's awesome. And they were on our property last night collecting their trees for the interior, and you will not believe the gorgeous wine bar that they're building.
Okay. So when?
Well, I believe it.
April 15th. So we need to do like, we need to call, have you guys call in the grand opening and do,
that
we'll do
fun.
Like, come on, come on down and.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's exciting.
So that was the store thing, but then that leads me, and I know we have to go to a break in a second, but maybe we can pick it up too when we come back. We have our new section, which was once the What's in Store featuring our local artists, and now it's been changed. We have new layout, new format. Still What's in Store kind of based, but a much better aesthetic. This is one's called The Students, and it's, all of our, we have our traditional gift crates, but we also have our seasonal crates that are built for us by, local high school wood shop. And so this is the story, of the wonderful people like Eric White and Grandpa that work with the students, in their wood shop to build these really great custom crates, like our Easter crates, our Christmas crates. So you can come to the store and get one of our traditional crates, but you can also get a very themed crate for the season to build as a gift.
That's great. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we come right back. James Posada, Ron DeBall from Enjoy Magazine. We're going to keep talking about what's so great about this magazine. Oh, everything. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Just in, no life in prison for the Colorado movie theater suspect if he's convicted. Prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty against James Holmes, accused of killing 12 people last year. Prosecutors in several Texas counties getting round-the-clock protection. That follows the killing of the Kaufman County District Attorney and his wife over the weekend.
One of his assistant prosecutors was shot and killed in January. So far, law enforcement isn't letting on as to suspects or motives.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown. A bipartisan group of senators close to an immigration reform deal aiming for three main goals.
A verifiable guest worker program for employers, a merit-based immigration system, meaning the 11 million illegal immigrants already living here must earn their citizenship, and securing the borders.
Fox's Kelly Wright in Washington. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi. This is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Attention all sports shooters. A rifle competition will be held in French Gulch at Mountain Tactical Training on Saturday, April 6th. Whether you're a first-timer or an experienced competitor, this competition is for you. There'll be three events, a one-shot draw contest, transition to pistol competition, and adverse angle drill. And you don't have to compete in all three contests to win a prize. You do have to attend one of Mountain Tactical Training's safety briefs that day prior to competing. The range fee is $15 at the gate, or if you'd like to pre-register, send a check or money order for just $10 to MTT, P.O. Box 66, French Gulch, California, 96033. You'll need to supply your own ammo as well as eye and hearing protection, and your AR-15 is welcome here. For more details, call John Laws at 530-510-7118. Come out for a day of fun and comradeship. The MTT Rifle Competition, Saturday, April 6th. Sponsored by Old West, Bastiani Arms, Shasta Boot Company, Jones Sport, The Foxhole, Patriot Gold and Silver, Greco Firearms, Tobacco and Brew, and Mountain Tactical Training.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. You get the dispensation as we move in the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988.
Don't call the 800 number.
Did you know that you and your family may be eligible to receive up to $5,800 from the federal government? Low-income individuals and families can receive free income tax assistance from certified preparers and apply for the Earned Income Tax Credit. Board of Equalization member George Runner encourages you to get more information by calling 1-800-906-9887. Once again, that's 1-800-906-9887.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl in the Bot, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 8:34 in the morning, 605-4567 is our number, and the chat room is going like crazy. My computer just died. And it dies every morning about this time because I don't plug it in. Okay, I know that. Okay, I know that. Don't have to point it out to me anymore. This portion of the show brought to you
by
Cypress.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to go to the barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, where I can go down and talk to guys. And we can talk about, you know, jihadist squirrel shoots and those things. But you get great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You're going to love it there. Try it. Go in. Say hello. Say you heard it here. Okay, our guest, James Posada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. This is your eighth anniversary.
Yeah, my eighth anniversary.
That you've been
working for Michelle and Yvonne.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It is, you know, and you said it's like 15 years y'all have known each other working
at least.
You know, well, just together. James and I, because James has worked with Michelle. They've known
I've known Michelle since we were in grade school.
Well, you know, and I didn't, I wasn't going to say what James said because I'm not sure it's an April Fool joke. So I'm not even going to repeat it out here. Okay. What's next in Enjoy?
So I forgot when we were talking about the school that we feature in our store section. It's a Pioneer School. And
okay.
What a great, I went in there and I took the photos for the spread, which was a lot of fun. And the kids were really fantastic and they were busy and working hard. And what a great machine
Pioneer,
shop.
Behind like Shasta. Yes, uh-huh. Yes, I taught there before when I was a substitute teacher.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
So I just really had a really good time and I was very impressed with the teachers. And there's a gentleman that's unfortunately not named, but they just call him Grandpa, who volunteers. And I was very impressed with that works with the shop teacher, Eric White.
I think that's Bad Bob. Grandpa
that's
Bad
wonderful.
Bob.
It could be. So anyway, it's great layout, good little story. And we encourage people to come in for the holidays and look for some of their gift baskets because it really supports the, you know.
Super.
The yep. School.
Great.
They also make benches, right?
They make all kinds of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, they make. Yeah, that we sell in the store.
Well, not just baskets, yeah, but.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. What's next?
Well, and we always say this, and Rhonda, jump in at any time because I know that I'm a talker, but you cannot say, I still hear people once in a while say, you know, oh, you know, what are you doing this weekend? I don't know. There's really nothing to do.
Are you kidding?
I can never believe it when people say that.
Let me pinch that person.
I mean, I just look at like, you know, on our spotlight section, there's the Winian, Rose Spring Gala coming up, Downtown Wine Walk, Cool April Nights is coming. We are, Enjoy Magazine and Enjoy Movies in the Park is going to do again the drive-in theater on the convention center lawn, which I think is the 11th.
Mm.
So you'll be able to drive your car up. It's kind of like a, you know, old-fashioned drive-in where we're going to show American Graffiti. They're going to attempt to try to find an FM broadcaster so that you can actually sit in your car and turn the radio on and listen to the music or the, you know, movie in your radio as
right.
well as the speaker system that we have. So that's coming besides just Cool April Nights.
And the Nut Festival is another, it's a huge event in Chico.
What's it called? The what?
The California Nut Festival.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah. So
we have the Banff Mountain Film Festival.
I thought that the California Nut Festival was held in Sacramento every day.
And let's forget. Fiddler on the Roof is coming up.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
And Phantom of the Opera from the Shasta High School. So I mean, it just, and that's just.
That's April.
Walk a mile in her shoes.
Yep.
That's coming. That's on the 13th. We've got so many things going on.
So many things going on.
In April. I don't even know how you could even do most of them.
Yeah.
You
could book your whole entire month out.
Right.
You see that? Walk a mile in your shoes. We have a story back there.
Well, that's the back page of the issue.
Does it look familiar to you at all?
Do those legs?
Well, I don't think Carl has black hairy legs.
Like that.
This guy has black hairy legs that's wearing an extra. Well, and you know what? Carl did this 2 years ago and he challenged people. I think he wore a hat, pearls, a boa.
Yeah, I remember seeing pictures.
And then, and I walked with him and I was so impressed. I got a chance. I was there with all these men walking in high heels for, I think it's a mile.
Yep.
Way too
much. Well, walk a mile in shoes, no kidding.
The first half mile, we're dancing. That second half mile, it's like, hey, you
your
know
dogs
what?
Dogs were hurting.
You know what? This
they were barking.
You know, and people that went out.
Those are my legs.
I know those are your legs.
Okay, well.
I know those are, look,
they
you wear
hairy
shorts
today.
Well, like you can see where my sock line stops.
Those are Dorothy's shoes
yes,
in,
are.
You know, and in high pump fashion there.
Well, you know what the thing is that I recognize them because I've seen them wearing them out in town before.
you gotta practice someplace. But what really caught my eye were that some of these guys really, really went to the extreme where they painted their toenails.
Oh my
polka
gosh.
Dot toe, polka
they
toe.
They have open toe.
Open toe,
oh,
polka
my
dot.
Goodness.
Then they wore anklets. And I'm talking, these are cops. This is the sheriff. These are macho guys that just decide this is the one day we're challenging. We're going to go out. And there was one guy that was walking next to Carl that was in stiletto.
Heel.
You would know. I think I'd know how to say it. Stiletto black enclosed pumps.
Oh my gosh.
Carrying his 2-year-old or I don't know how old the baby was. On his back the entire time.
Well, that was just wrong. That's dangerous.
it was wrong. But speaking of being right, let's take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 14.6. You know what? We're starting off the month with Enjoy Magazine as we always do. And I tell you what, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of things going on. If you say there's nothing going on, pick up Enjoy Magazine. We pick it up anyway. It's probably one of the best produced magazines in the United States. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays, 10 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio, 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:43 in the morning. KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Whether it's installation, repairs, emergency calls, or just routine maintenance, Alliance Heating and Air will take care of you. Your system is going to get hot here pretty soon. You want to make sure that air conditioner is working. Give them a call at 221-2642. To have them come out and look at the systems there to make sure that you're going to be able to stay cool and be comfortable this summer. Or look at their website, homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air.
Sumfer.
Yeah, Sumfer. It's a new word.
Yeah, plan accordingly, North State. You know it's going to get hot here. Let's like pre-schedule your maintenance and get it done so that when it hits
and then you call prepared.
You say, I need somebody, and they say, oh, well, we're booked out for 6 days. Let's go.
Exactly.
And I
get it done. Get her done.
There's almost any guarantees in the world it's going to be hotter than you know what.
It's how hot's it going to be? It's be so hot, I've got a jungle growing in my underwear. That's how hot it is.
Hey, if you're just wondering, like, what am I just tuning into right now? You're listening to, this is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, and it is our first Monday of the month. Of course, today it's April 1st, and it's one of our favorite portions, segments that we ever do in our show, and that is bringing on Rhonda Ball, James Mazzotta. We are celebrating how many years of Enjoy Magazine now?
Seven. Going on. Seven, right? Yeah. It'll be seven in
the
October.
Publication, Northern California Living, and this April issue is called Dust and Mud. Love it.
That's a great issue.
Very
all
negative.
Your issues.
Now, it's a fun.
We talked before the break. I really would love you guys to tell our listeners about that our great beloved Dan Neese is going to be retiring, and this is, of course, the Enterprise High School band, the leader of the high school band. The band will always be there, but he has been...
Him and Deborah Devine, who have been there for 25 years.
They're retiring together.
They're retiring.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
You didn't read that?
Well, I mean, I did.
Well, no. You mean you didn't? You skipped the story?
No, well, because I know, I know them.
Red Bluff.
I know them. So for me, it was just like, oh, great. We're doing another, you know, a story on them. They're great. They're great people. Like, what great things are they doing now with the school? I know they were actually going.
I don't even know who's going to be on the next thing, much less who's on tomorrow. So I understand this.
Okay. So they are retiring, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody, you know, he said he's got a honey-do list. According to the article, he's got a big honey-do list, and he wants to still play in symphonies and wants to judge festivals. But this team has really been they have taken Enterprise High School, and they have been award-winning throughout the world.
Huge, 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 yes. Yep, they've been good, and they've been fantastic, and it's going to be really hard to replace them. I kind of feel sorry for the person that comes in after them.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, the leadership here, and I want to do a shout out to both of them. I know that there's been several functions that we've gone to where Carl has been the keynote speaker, and it's been like at the veterans, maybe the cemetery, or, you know, there's memorials, and the Enterprise High School band has been there.
Mm-hmm.
And you see these kids dressed, the women, girls are dressed in long black gowns, and the guys are dressed, and I just watched the respect and the behavior of these high school students and their camaraderie as playing in the Enterprise High School band. It's really an honor, and you could tell that there's great leadership in the behavior of how they act with one another at these events.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hey, this is just, Jimmy, what you just called in about is a great story. If you could call in tomorrow morning, I'd love to spend time on this one because I'd just like to hear what you're saying about that. But because of the time, we just need to hear this tomorrow morning. So thanks a lot for your phone call, and please call again tomorrow. Okay.
Sweet.
Well, you know, we get people, you know,
what
people
was the
call
subject
in.
Matter?
But it's gun buybacks. And this is something that's really important, and I just like to hear about it. But this just, we've got a lot of things we're moving through here today. Right. What's our next story? Well,
there's a great story, too, that I really wanted to point out because I just think it's magnificent, and it's called No Stone Unturned, The Natural Stone Mosaic Creations of Willow Richardson. She's just east of, I think it's Shingletown, and she does these incredibly exquisite mosaics all out of stone that she collects. And then, you know, the story talks about her passion and, you know, how artisans work and, you know, it's not actually what you're putting down. It's what you're kind of removing to create this art. But it's just beautiful stuff that's all done with collected stone and her ability to chisel it and form it and then create these incredible masterpieces.
Is she based out of North? Where is she?
She's just east of Shingletown, I think it says.
Okay, and so will you have some of her? Is she like gallery, or is there? You will have some of her pieces in your store.
We don't yet have any pieces, but I, you know, obviously, when we do stories on artisans and producers, mm-hmm. we always would like to. And you know, the thing is the new Red Bluff store will afford us more opportunity to do that because our store is much smaller. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult for that stuff that's kind of on the walls, you know, wall hanging or mounted signs. Our site, what am I saying? Site, wall hanging side right. of our business.
Right.
So, you know, she does, it sounds like other things. She's able to do kitchens and, you know, so these are pieces that can be kind of incorporated into even home design and home
Beautiful.
Decor, other than just standalone wall mounted
pieces. Her work
pieces.
Is really amazing. And she has a Facebook page too. Stone Willow Design is her Facebook page. So if you get a chance, you should check it out.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come on back for our last segment here. And we're going to come back. You're going to tell us what your favorite story is on this one, in this issue. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460. It's 8:50 in the morning. Good morning. April 1st.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The Friday night cruise and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application. Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, 8:53 in the morning. 55 degrees out there today.
I was hoping that Bob could find the, speaking of the man in black, who sings I Won't Back Down, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
He does a great song. My name is Sue, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the booze.
Here.
Well.
Kind of sounds like our honeymoon.
Mud and the blood and the booze. Sounds like what happened this weekend. Kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the booze.
And the beer. And the beer.
He says booze.
He does not. He says beer.
He says booze. Bet me.
5 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, which find side him you, before the
which
night.
Which side are you betting
before
on there,
Bob?
Before
we finish this, you better, okay. You, do you have it on you?
I'm going with Linda because she knows her booze.
James Posada, Rhonda Ball. It's April 1st. We're talking Enjoy Magazine. And I said, what was your favorite article in this one there?
You know what? I like them all.
I know. You say that every, you know what? You say that every time.
You're never going to get this consummate spokes model.
You know what? I want to say something because these photographers and writers do a phenomenal job for us. And it's not always easy to get these people together to take the photos. And I know that they get the runaround a lot and people are excited to be in the magazine, but it's just really hard to get the people together to get the photos.
Wow.
And to get in touch with them for the stories. And, I just want to give a shout out to the writers and photographers because they are awesome.
And look at them. Look at the story and get acquainted with these people because, you
know. You have some new people too. Yeah. You have some new,
from all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Photographer, right? Yes.
Carrie Schmeck is a new writer. Well, she's been writing for us for about a year, but, we have, and people are always emailing us asking if they could write, and all of our writers are freelance, and, we pay them by the job, and all of our photographers, we trade them for advertising. So.
Beautiful photography.
Yeah.
And of course.
And they're amazing. They're just.
Well, I just
great.
Asked Rhonda, could I do a story on Squirrel Wars next year? And she said, sure. April Fools.
Okay. Well, no, the reason I was talking about that song is because the cover is called Dust and Mud.
Uh-huh.
And it just makes you think about all the, you know, what is, you know, cowboys and what you do with the rodeo. It's gritty. It's, you know what it must be like to become really, what's the word I want to say? To become a star in the rodeo has got to be just really hard work.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of broken bones, a lot of tears, a lot of
fingers getting caught,
a lot
in the
of
rope.
Hurt. Ugh. But they love it. It's like they can't do it.
I freak out. I mean, I get really nervous watching the rodeo.
Absolutely.
I really do.
Okay, well, we need to play something right now.
Okay.
This is
our bet. Is it beer?
Down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear.
Woo!
But I busted a chair right across his teeth and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer.
Ah!
Okay, thanks. I know.
$5.
I know.
Never challenge a DJ to a song lyric.
Yeah, never challenge me talking about fighting in the street either. Got mad on mud and the blood
you
and the beer.
Still have your ears, though, thank God.
I knew that was coming. I could see him over there in the corner pounding away on the computer.
It. Oh, my God.
And then he got a thumbs up to
Carl.
And I thought, oh, damn.
I'm right again. It's tough. Okay, now, this issue, of course, because we have so many things going on in April, and I don't usually ask you this, but are you seeing this, the same level of activity for next month? I know you're already putting it together.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in May too.
May.
I mean, is there going to be
any
surprises?
You know what's really weird? A really strange thing is that May is typically our biggest issue. It's been since the beginning. I don't know why. So I'm hoping that that's going to be the same this year, but, lots of advertising and maybe just people getting ready for the summer.
Could be.
Not happening in May, but one thing that's coming up in September is we are going to start featuring student writing.
Ooh.
So it's going to
be a new segment.
Yeah, we've been wanting to do it for a really long time. So
putting a youthful perspective on the magazine pulling them in.
You know, that's an interesting thing because we're talking about the same thing about bringing in young
students.
People to be on the show. At least once a month to come in and talk. Hey, this is what's going on in our world.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this will be quarterly. Kind of thing, we're going to do it quarterly. We're going to have a student writer, a student photographer, and a student graphic designer. So hopefully they'll be from all different schools. And we are so excited. And we're teaming up with the Writers Forum. So they're going to pick the winner or the person that's going to be published. And then we're going to have runners up on our website. So we are super excited about that.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And
we need to do that.
Well, James, you've got three young boys, so you also see, and you've got grandkids, and we have grandkids. Just how the fast things are changing, and what happens month to month, and in the super fast world of electronics.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't have time to talk about something that was said this week when we were out about a mother telling other parents, said, "You think you know what your kids are doing?" go in there at 11:30 at night and pick up their phone and look at it.
I've done
you
it.
You might think you know, but 11:30 at night is when the real stuff happens.
I've done it, and I actually had to parental block everything.
Okay, well, see, that's a story in itself.
That's what they were saying is that they would call
you
back.
You good kids. You parent a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a minute left here. Last thoughts?
Oh, pick up the April issue, and we are running low on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, do it quickly, because usually by the 6 or 8,
we usually hold 4 back around here.
Yeah.
Hey, James Masada, Ron DeBall, as usual, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
And you're going to be on the third week of the month that you're here to take over Linda's show, too. So
we're kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer.
The listeners for giving us great opportunity to write about them and what makes us such a great place to live in.
It is.
Right.
So,
happy
wonderful
spring.
Place.
This is great.
Thank you so much.
Now, tomorrow we have Dr. Pius DeNuca on, and as usual, you know, the doctor's got plenty of information about what's going on in the field of medicine, but also about insurance, medical insurance, and all these other things. So stand by for that tomorrow. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Prosecutors in Colorado just announcing they will seek the death penalty. In the movie theater massacre case, Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal has this live.
Lisa, the Arapahoe County DA, George Brockler, said for James Egan Holmes, justice is death. He said his office reached out to 800 people affected by the shooting and that he personally spoke with 60 people before making a decision. Nearly 60 people were injured in the movie theater shooting and 12 people were killed. Last week, Holmes offered to plead guilty if the death penalty was taken off the table, but prosecutors angrily rejected that, calling it a publicity stunt, saying the defense had not provided critical information in order for them to even consider such a plea, Lisa.
Jessica, tighter security at some Texas courthouses after a prosecutor's murder over the weekend, and it's not clear if there's any connection to the killing of another prosecutor. Fox Radio's Eben Brown has more live.
Now, Lisa, first an assistant prosecutor in January, now the Kaufman County, Texas District Attorney, and his wife were